Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Rayleigh Kerrigan for Community Comment. When you hear the name Colin Kaepernick, what do you think of? Do you think of 49ers, a great quarterback, social injustice? What I think of is a person who was given great opportunities in a country to live out his dream of playing in the NFL, but then used his success to disrespect that same great country. He's most famous now for his so-called protests by taking a knee on the football field during the national anthem. Not only did he do it, but he started a chain reaction of the same behavior. They say they are demonstrating their First Amendment right to protest the treatment of African Americans and minorities in America. But where does that right come from? This doesn't make sense to me because it is this great country that gave them that right. America also gives them the freedom to play a game, to throw a football around, and to get paid millions of dollars to tackle someone. Are these football players heroes and role models, or are the real heroes the ones sacrificing every day to give the NFL players the freedom to live their dream? Some of these heroes are not able to stand anymore, but proudly still salute the American flag. In August, Nike named Kaepernick the face of their company. His motto is believe in something even if it means losing everything. So Nike gives the spotlight to Kaepernick to show kids that it's okay to disrespect authority to get what you want. Not only did they hire someone that disrespects our country, but also disrespects our police officers. When Kaepernick played for the 49ers, the NFL allowed him to wear socks displaying our police officers as pigs. So the NFL, Nike, and Kaepernick say it's okay to think of our police officers as pigs, or to say things like, pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon. Unfortunately, today in America, this has become acceptable and encouraged. Sadly, doing this will get you fame, fortune, and at the top of a company. America is going to be in serious trouble if we go along with this and teach our kids to be like Kaepernick. We as patriotic Americans need to take this seriously, and we can make a difference, starting by turning off the NFL, boycotting Nike, and buying other products such as Under Armour, who supports the Wounded Warrior Project. Or, if you are a business owner, don't play the NFL on your TVs or radios, and don't sell Nike products. So when you hear the national anthem, proudly stand and respect America, who still gives the opportunity to anyone who will seek it, and stand for the men and women who keep that opportunity alive and keep us safe while we achieve our dreams. Don't ever be ashamed of standing for our country or our freedom or the memory of those who gave the greatest sacrifice. Because real heroes don't have names on the back of their jerseys. They have America's name on their uniform. This has been Rayleigh Kerrigan with a community comment on KINS.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.